Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 499, Shalom Bayis, and we're going to talk today, we're Matay V'Yalecha, Rav Aaron Cohn, about the physical and emotional components and how they differ between men and women. Generally speaking, and again, it's generally speaking, every couple is different, and it's an exception. There are exceptions to the rules, and those exceptions are perfectly normal when they happen. But generally speaking, men and women have a different way of approaching mitzvos ayinah. And generally speaking, the way the Gemara puts it in Ksubis Daf Samach Dal Rama Beis is that his inclination is noticeable on the outside and her inclination is on the inside. Now, it doesn't just mean physically and anatomically, which of course, that's what it means, that by a man, it's on the outside, it's noticeable when an erection is noticeable, while by a woman, it's not noticeable. But that is aside, that's just the physical aspect of autonomy, but there's a deeper concept to this. The concept on the deeper level is that when it says that his yetzer is on b'chutz, is on the outside, it means that he needs that physical part, the outside part, the chitzonius part, the actual sexual functional part, he needs it more intensely, generally speaking, than the woman does. And the woman, on the other hand, needs the inclination to be on the inside, meaning inside within, emotion and feeling depth, emotional connection, the inside of a person, the pnimi of a person, more than the man does. They both need both, by the way. Both man and woman, both husband and wife, need both the physical, which is the external aspects, and the emotional components, which is the internal aspects. But their main interest differs. Most of the time, it's the man that has the stronger desire for the actual physical, sexual aspects of things. Although it's not unheard of, and it's quite common, that in some marriages, it is the woman, the wife, that has the greater physical interest in the actual sexual relation than her husband does. All human beings are different. So therefore, you know, you have all males and females that are both sensitive and emotional, and both of them could be colder. Some are more laid back, some are more intense, some are more warm and demonstrative. Others hold their feelings close to their belt, meaning they're very closed up, both males and females. So this is just a general blanket, general rule, but every couple is different and every husband and wife needs to know what their own makeup is. And therefore, one needs to recognize, this is one of the biggest yesidus we've been trying to emphasize all along, is that a person's need and desire in regard to mitzvos ayinah, as long as it's in a healthy scale, a healthy range, then it's coming from Hashem himself. Hashem is the one who put this in mankind. Hashem wanted this as a continuation of this world. All these physical needs, all this yetzer hara, we're going to talk about it in the future shiurim more at length, comes straight from Hashem. He wants you to serve him this way. They were given to human beings. The Torah was not given to Malachi Hashares. It was given to human beings. Human beings, that in order for us to have the urge to marry, to use it as a tool also to bond and connect, to have children, to work for a living, all of these things comes from a certain aspect, what we call Yetzer Hara. It's only Ra when it's separated from its Kavana. And when it's not separated from its kavana, then the Yetzer Hara actually becomes a force that's even greater than the Yetzer Tov. That's the B'shnei Levavecha, that you're serving him also through with the Yetzer Hara, not just with the Yetzer Tov. That makes it an even higher level. That is why Hashem made the desire for marital relations to be very strong and very powerful beyond any other human craving. The reason behind it is not just to test people and make them crazy. It is meant as an assignment too, as we see in our generation, but that's not the primary purpose. The primary purpose is because Hashem wanted this very strong in order for us to function in a way that will bring families together, husband and wife together, and build children, have children, and perpetuate the world. And that is what it is. The Michtam Yo brings down a chelik aleph amud lamed ches a havas amin who dava pella b'kaychas anefesh. It's an unbelievable thing that we can't understand really fully. But he says that she eats amuka shal abayli yisbarach. It's from the deep designs of Hashem, man kiyam el oylam, for the sustaining of the world. Hashem gave us the experience of hunger to satisfy our hunger in order that we should survive. If we wouldn't feel hungry, we'd just die from our not eating. So we have a cheshek to eat and experience the hunger in order that we should continue. Same thing over here. The Chazonish writes, it's in its Sefer Amuna B'tochen Ois Hei, and an English translation is, here too lies in front of us an elaborate plan testifying to Hashem's wisdom that we don't have the strength to comprehend and give enough praise for, which is the plan of the union between man and woman to ensure the eternity of the world, the marvels of marital relations for each, and the creation of the needed desire to ensure that it happens. And because people are so accustomed to it, they do not feel the mighty wonders of the Creator who has prepared and set it all up forever and ever. So in other words, what the Chazanish is saying is that the entire structure of a man and of a woman ultimately being a husband and a wife, along with their desire that they have for marital relations and the way the system works in order to produce future generations, is one of the greatest miracles of creation and all part of Hashem's plan. It's two purposes for it. That's why it's two separate mitzvahs. It's to ensure the continued existence of humankind that is manifested in the mitzvah of Peru or Vu. And number two, equally important, to unite married couples with a strong love for each other, and that's manifested in the mitzvahs Aina. A Sefer Karen Ladovin, I think he was the brother of the Arugas Abaisim, and Likutim Tehillim, on the Pasuk Yu Amavayehi. It says we say it every day in the Yichvayd Hashem La'olam in Pesukah de Zimra. Hiu Amar Hashem spoke Vayehi, and it came into being Ze Isha. That's a woman, a wife. Hutziva, Hashem commanded Vayamid, and it stood up, and it meaning it became a binyan, it became lasting. Elu Habanim, those are the children. And the Karen Ladovin explains that because of the great wisdom and the great kindness of Hashem, He made humanity as a male and a female, a zachar and a nekeva, that the man has a tremendous desire to run after the woman and the woman to the man. Why? Not just to have tests, but kadeshi shalom ve'achdos b'neim, so that when a husband and wife does unite, this desire promotes shalom and achdos. And through that, again, it obviously has to be where it's not a self-centered type of thing. That way the bond is everlasting and it will be strong. Because without this creation of the physical attraction and desire for one another, it would be impossible for their minds to completely unite v'havav achvus, v'havav reyus, with love and friendship. Why? Because just like their faces are different than one another, their minds are different, especially male-female differences, that Hashem wants them to dwell together in peace. Therefore, Hashem created a force, which is the sexual force, which is a desire for the both of them to unite. And that creates the shalom. So, and he says, Karen Ladovid, it's a beautiful lashon. Ki ha-taiva hu chut ha-mesachtam. The physical sexual desire is the thread that combines them, that ties them. Don't be cynical to think, oh no, it's only ruchnius, good midas that combines them. Of course, that's the ikker. That is the ikker. We said this many, many times. If you only have the physical without the emotional and spiritual, then it is destructive. So obviously the taiva itself is not the sole thread that combines them. It's a matter of fact, if you think it's the sole thread, then it'll separate them. Of course, it's combined with the emotional and spiritual connectivity. But when you have that emotional and spiritual connectivity, then ki hataiva, then when you have that physical desire, hu chut hamachabram, that indeed is the thread that combines the two. V'hu megoydel chasdoi. And that's from the great kindness of Hashem, the Creator. So they should both live peacefully together. They should both coexist together in a very peaceful way. So Hashem instilled on us so that we can bond with our spouses because we must procreate. And male and female physical and emotional desires are indeed different. Now we see by a man, he doesn't carry the child for 9 months. He's out of sight. There's an act of conception, and then the child will be born just fine, pertaining to as far as he's concerned. That's why it's a physical act, because this physical drive has to get him to want to procreate. On the other hand, the woman's biology works in the opposite way. She needs nurturing. The fetus is in the womb, and it has to be developed and nurtured. And thus, she also needs the husband who will take care of her and nurture her and her children needs. So that's why, generally speaking, she doesn't have that desire as much for the actual physical act. But once she feels an emotional bond and she has those close feelings towards her husband, then she will desire him. Then she will feel calm. Then she will feel trustworthy, meaning that she feels her husband is trustworthy, will trust him, so they'll be able to raise a family in love and security and in a loving atmosphere. That is why it's in the husband's job to create a loving atmosphere where she feels that her husband truly loves her. She will usually enjoy being with him physically if she feels that in her heart, that her husband truly loves her. Not only that, if she really feels that her husband truly loves her and feels that emotional connection, then her pleasure can be even stronger, much stronger, and much more powerful than her husband's, as we will explain. Some of what we explained just now is in the Sefer Akedah Bereishis, Perek Gimel Pasuk Tezayin, where he talks about this concept. Now, of course, women, just like men, have the ability to feel tremendous physical pleasure from the act of Aina. But usually for a woman, it comes only when she feels loved and appreciated. While a man, he could easily derive physical pleasure even without much emotion connected to it. That's the difference between the two. Now, with men, one needs to know that once he does get physically active in this area, for the most part, the emotions of the man does open up. From this physical act, the emotions open up. But the bottom line of all of this is, despite whatever the different natures are, to be humble about it, not to be arrogant about it, and to treat the differences with sensitivity, that both husband and wife should try their best to do their utmost to satisfy each other as much as possible. Husband needs to, even though it may not be his natural disposition, but he must put effort in expressing his feelings of love to his wife. Her pleasure is bifnim, more interior, more emotional, more about love, so he needs to work on that. Using the right warm words, chibuk v'nishuk, the hugging and kissing, and that we described earlier, and he needs to realize that making his own physical needs primary on receiving pleasure removes this person and detaches them and distracts them from the emotional bonding, because the emotional bonding is the end goal of it. The emotional bonding is the essence of the sexual union, is the emotional bonding. The physical bonding is a means to get to the emotional bonding. So the husband needs to do this and express, not make his physical needs primary, make hers primary, make her emotional needs primary. Wife needs to do the same, acknowledge her husband's love for her and show interest in his needs and conveying his kamayim panim upon him. And that creates a tremendous amount of shalom as well. So again, we need to understand about how this desire was here from Hashem. This is the way he wants it. We all have physical and emotional components towards it. We need to access it in the right way, l'shem shamayim, as best as possible. And that creates a tremendous bracha to come into the homes of the Jewish people, of every husband and wife acting according to the way they're supposed to act and feeling the way they need to feel. And this brings tremendous bracha in their lives. Bracha v'atzlacha.